Hey, hold up, hold up. That's my job. He was the star quarterback at Van Buren High School. He's the son of a sheriff. He's a capitalist. So you know he's getting paid for this. He is Arkansas's most eligible bachelor. Bill Vickery, presented by Smart Buick GMC. Trucks are on the lot and ready to move. Check out their inventory at smartbuickgmc.com.
Good morning, BV.
Hey, good morning, David. How are you?
Doing great, man. You are back in one of my favorite places mm-hmm. now after my trip mm-hmm. with you. Had such a great time hanging out with you in Tampa. And now when you send pictures, I know exactly where you're talking about. You went to a couple restaurants where you and I got a chance to hang out. The story of the hottest restaurant in Tampa, and we're talking about literally 100 degrees in there. You've got the AC is apparently working now, huh?
Yeah, it is on. I was told it was fixed literally, I think, the day after we left. So, but I did. I was over in Ybor City yesterday, had some great Cuban food, and you certainly made a big impression when you were there. So,
I want to come. I want to go back. I want to get back.
Yeah. It's great talking to your dad and everything. So, yeah, it's still fun. It's, you know, you put it in great perspective. It's hot here today. It's going to be low 90s. I think it's 91, but it's not anywhere close to what it's going to be like in Little Rock today. Just brutal. And you are right, too. My dad used to tell me when I was complaining about work as a young man in my late or early 30s, he said, "What are you complaining for, son? It's air conditioned work." You're not having to pick strawberries or anything like that. So
you know, Roger, anyway. Roger's got the back from his training over there. How'd it go?
Oh, yes, dude, is he okay?
I am, but I'm telling you,
impressed with the equipment.
100%.
And plus, you were getting great instruction there too.
100% great. I was telling Jeff. I mean, I'm so pigeon-toed, and I want my feet to go out. And if you do it proper, obviously you're going to feel all that. And just what we were doing just there with a leg press. Is that what that is? A leg press.
Yeah.
Doing that, I can feel it. And in just a couple of reps, five reps.
It's interesting,
but
Bill.
The specialized. A one-on-one, that's huge, man.
Yeah, you get it for perfect instruction. What's interesting about this, Bill, it's called mm-hmm. Max Strength Fitness, but it's got a connection going back to Arthur Jones, who is the founder of Nautilus.
Wow.
And, you know, for those of us over, you know, in our 60s, mm-hmm. late 50s, early 60s, remember Nautilus was the first equipment line that was really sort of, you know, modern and, you know, on the edge and finding cool things. And Arthur Jones it's really interesting that they have a connection with him. And he's from, I think his first place was in DeLand. And I remember going in there for a weightlift to meet.
Oh, wow.
And if you were working out on Nautilus equipment, if you're a gym that had Nautilus, that's the only one you knew.
Yeah.
That's exactly right, Roger.
That's the only one. That was it.
So, buddy, I guess I hadn't talked to you since in the last week. I guess you saw the Touchdown Club lineup announcement with one open date that's hopefully will be filled this week.
I think, well, good luck with that. I know a lot of people. The mystery guest really has stirred the interest of a lot of people, David. I received no fewer than five different text messages from people in Arkansas. I'm not going to name names, but people who are in legitimate positions of power all texting me, "Come on, you got to know who this is. Tell me who the mystery guest is." And I went through several guests. There were a couple of Trump guesses. Guess Trump, and you said it's not going to be President Trump.
I had Mr. and Mrs. Swift. People were asking about Mr. and Mrs. Swift.
Because they have an open week.
Right.
I think because you were able to discover who it was, Bill, it's mm-hmm. not one person, mm-hmm. it's two.
Right.
I think you will agree it will be one of the more unique gatherings that it will garner national attention when these two folks are together on stage. It will be very unique.
If you pull this off, David, it's got to be one of those drop the mic, walk off the stage, good night, everybody, because it will be not just a Touchdown Club event, but considering all the people involved and the stories and the history and the charisma and personality that would you could have it at you're going to move it over to Simmons Arena. Bank Arena, or you could do it at War Memorial, and it would fill up. So,
well, anyway, hopefully we get that. Hopefully we get that done this week. And you comment on your show yesterday about the Hunter Dale, and you give your opinion on.
So I didn't see a show.
I was down here. I was actually out on the water yesterday. Learning how to sink a boat. And so I didn't, and you know, but I so yes, the big story aside from who the mystery guest is the absence of the athletic director. And again, as you and I've discussed, David, it is unfortunate. I think that so many people in Central Arkansas, there is no divide amongst the Razorback fan base. Do you remember the halcyon days, David, of when we would argue where you should play three games or then one game, and it was Northwest Arkansas versus Central Arkansas, and the back and forth and the passion and the bitterness that developed, and where should we play? Now, I think we should play, to curse the people of Northwest Arkansas, play all the games up there. But there is no divide. I think we have been beaten down by mediocrity and failure for such a long period of time that we're all in the boat together. We're all hoping for, you know, some incremental increase and some focus. And I want to be positive and I want to go forward. I did note, you know, we played a scrimmage and lost the first time I think that's ever happened before. We also lost. We were favored. We were a 3-point underdog in our red-white game. It is disappointing in the athletic director, but it follows a parade of mistakes and malprops and missteps. And if even half of these other stories are to be believed regarding, you know, what our poor head football coach is having to do on his own. It really is. It is a it's a deep shame, and I'm it's like I said, it's disappointing. Frankly, I'm not surprised. It shows an extraordinary lack of understanding. Not just trying to come down here and raise money, or not just trying to reach out to fans all over the state, but to understand that you need, now more than ever, it seems so clear now more than ever, to have a successful football program, you need every Razorback fan in the state participating, and they need to be reached out to, and they need to be engaged. And I'm not sure, if he were running for governor, it's like he's only running, I initially said, in just two counties. But now I'm not even so sure about both counties. I think it might be about 16 square blocks past Razorback Road. And it's just, again, it's extraordinarily disappointing. It is another in a long line of missteps. And hopefully our long national nightmare will be over.
But Bill, don't you agree, though? I mean, don't you have a little sympathy for Hunter that he doesn't want to come down here and be ambushed again?
No, he's not going to be ambushed. He's not going to. Yeah, there you go. Thank you. He's not. Let's see. I know you're joking, Roger. And that's just the point. Look, I promise you, everyone in that room that would be there would be pulling for him. And I want it to work.
Of course.
I want it to work out. But if all the warning signals are going off and you're in the cockpit of the plane, you can't just ignore it. And so, you know, we want to be better. We want a good program. We want to have pride, and we want the team to do well. And I'm really pulling for the coach. I'm really pulling for Coach Silverfield.
Yeah. Well, I want him
to be good.
We all want him to do well, no matter who it is. But I just think that, I mean, I don't think Hunter ever gets a follow-up question on something. He gets to answer a question and gets to move on and go on. And I think he said what he said. And guess what? Hunter was right. The football team with Coach Pittman didn't have all the resources that they needed.
Well, but,
and those
but,
resources
but Roger,
being the
Roger.
Funds, you know, I mean, whatever
Roger.
That may be, it's all relative. Yeah.
Roger, who's responsible for that? That's
he
like the
is.
Arsonist.
No, no.
The arsonist sets his house on fire and then puts it out and goes, pat me on the back because I put the fire out. But you started the fire. I mean, that's the point.
I agree.
That's,
It is the point, and I do think that both he and Coach Pittman were both caught off guard with NIL and portal and all that. They were the first ones at the University of Arkansas to have to deal with those, and I don't think they were prepared. I don't want to say ill-prepared. I just don't think they were prepared, even though an AD's job is to raise funds. That's one of his main deals to do.
It is, and now as it looks like, unfortunately, the Save College Sports Act, it will get a vote, I'm told, when the Senate comes back into session. But then it's got to make its way through the House in what will be a lame duck session after the November election, and the odds of it passing are not high. Then you got to start the game all over again. So we're 20 beyond the 2028 season before we can ever see any potential rules in place. And we have, as fans and as a team, we have paid the price for one massive mistake and then an unwillingness to recognize that mistake and either an inability or what would be even worse is a complete ignorance of the problem in the sense that, look, we don't have to raise, you don't have to compete with Texas dollar for dollar. But you do have to raise the money, and you got to be this all in. It's just a phrase. When it comes to the athletic director, he's not all in, and it's been a disaster, well, and an unwillingness to recognize that.
I do want to thank Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall, Roger Smart Jr., who is your neighbor somewhere, Bill. We've got to knock on his door sometime and say hello.
I do want to do that, and I do. Well, I mean, David, I'm saying that you and I could just, you know, hey, what's for dinner tonight? We're here. what would happen.
By the way, but anyway, thanks again, Roger Smart Jr. Buick GMC and Whitehall for sponsoring you. Bill. You've got to watch The Invite. Jessica and I watched it over the weekend. Very fascinating. It's really, Roger, it's great acting because there's only four people that are ever on the screen.
Oh, is that right?
It's all in one location. It's all in an apartment, the same apartment.
Oh, wow.
But the tension, the sexual, the emotional, the marriage, I mean, it is also Seth Rogen, Olivia Wilde, Penelope Cruz, and Ed Norton. And it is, Bill, you would find it fascinating.
And they're the only people on the
screen?
That's
it. They're the only ones the whole time.
It's Tom Cruise and
yeah, it is.
Okay.
But it's
Tom Hanks in the soccer ball.
It makes you think, what would happen if you were in that position? Now, most of you would say, Roger, no way. But knowing what their situation was, I gave the hint, is that
sure.
Norton and
Wilder. Attention.
Norton and Cruz are swingers. And it's just an interesting angle on it. Hey, I wanted to bring up something real quick, Bill. You know, we really don't usually get into politics, and this really sort of about politics. But how about Ukraine going after the Amazon, if you will, of Russia?
Yes.
They have been, they call it wild berries, and it's like for us, somebody bombing all the Amazon distribution points.
What?
Yeah,
yes.
And so I just find that fascinating because there's also supplies there.
Hell,
troops.
I'll be honest with you. That would save me a lot of money.
That's what I'm saying. But, Bill, I mean, isn't that fascinating that they decided to go into Russia and bomb their Amazon, you know?
Oh, that's now people are upset.
I know. And so.
You both strike on a very solid point there. That has all the earmarks of a military maneuver to drive somebody back to the negotiating table. Say,
you want
a prolonged war? Then, you know, the poor average Russian Joe is going to realize no more packages delivered to the door.
Who knew that Russia had Amazon? They call it wild berries. I don't know where they get the name from.
I have no idea.
But they have an app. And you ought to see the explosion. I want to look at some of the pictures. it is massive how big the distribution centers are. They've done about 20. They bombed about 20 of them. But, it's disruptive.
Yes.
Just like us. What would happen if that would, for you, Roger, you said you would save some money.
I'd save a ton of money.
But
I'd save a ton of money.
Great move. Great move by Ukraine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who knew they had that?
If you can't get your toothpaste, you know, by 5 p.m. or, you know, whatever comes in the next day, or prime delivery. Yeah, if the Iranians really wanted to strike at the heart of the United States, they would bomb some Amazon. Not that we would want that. That's not.
Yes, right. Did want to ask you, Bill, because you are a man of that knows pop culture. It is the birthday of Robert De Niro. He's 83 today. When we go Robert De Niro, where does Bill Vickery go? And hey, this is one of my favorite roles for De Niro.
You know, Godfather, clearly.
Sure, Godfather
Raging Bull's yes. another one.
Yep.
When he plays Jake LaMotta, and
I've not seen it. If you can believe that, I'm embarrassed to say it that I haven't seen it.
Well, it's heavy. Yeah, Pesci is.
Pesci was in that. That was
black and white.
Yeah, black and white.
Awesome.
Yeah, based on true story.
I was telling Baz. I was telling David.
Deer Hunter. Hadn't seen that one either.
Yeah. Well, that's wild. I mean, it's great seeing that. I was telling David that De Niro. I think during that one, it was the first time I ever saw somebody, no fat suit or whatever. He actually put on that weight.
Put on the weight.
With what he did to his body, and then have to get it back off. And I think that was before Ozempic.
Yeah, he did the same thing for The Untouchables with Kevin Costner, where he played Stone.
So good.
He gained about 70 pounds, and he was great. You know, because you could kind of play a cartoon level guy, but he was you could really hate him in that movie. He was good. Obviously Casino. You know, he was great.
I want him dead. I want his family dead.
Well, and I think one of his fascinating performances is when, if you transfer, speaking about being here at this facility, where you're getting in shape is important at Max Strength Fitness, is when he was in Cape Fear.
Oh, yeah.
His body, remember how good a shape he was in?
Sure.
Counselor! Oh, my God. He was creepy.
Remember
the girl he took back, Bill, to his... picked up the girl who worked for the... who was it?
Ileana Douglas was the actress's name.
Nick Nolte.
Nick Nolte. Yeah, it was Nick Nolte's assistant, and he bit her nose off, didn't he?
Yeah.
But that was a great role. I mean, there's so many, and he did comedy. We've done with Meet the Fockers, Analyze This, and all that. Truly, would you say this, Roger? You're the actor, Bill, sometimes on Saturday night could probably be, given an Oscar for some of his performances.
Many roles.
would De Niro be in the Mount Rushmore of all
greatest
time?
Greatest actors ever?
Yeah, would he make the top four?
Give me 30 minutes to think about it.
Chris, what'd you say?
I'm going to tell you, you know who I think is a fantastic actor? I think Leonardo DiCaprio is a great actor.
Did you put him ahead of De Niro? Mm-hmm.
You know what? I don't know if I'd put him ahead of that. I'd put him ahead of Pacino.
Let's go back. Okay, let's go back.
But what about the dude that played Last Mohican? What's his name? Who played Lincoln?
Yeah,
Daniel Day-Lewis.
He's good.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis is great.
Christian, what do you say?
Yeah, who else was a great actor?
Christian, what do you say?
De Niro De Niro's on the Mount Rushmore.
De Niro's on the Mount Rushmore,
really? American actors.
Okay, for you. Well, then for Canada, it's got to be Keanu Reeves.
What do you say, Bill? Do you think he's on the Mount Rushmore?
He's there, Brando. You know, obviously
Pacino.
He's the
Brando.
Guy that they'll.
I don't know Brando. I don't know if I go Brando or not.
He doesn't have as big a budget.
Steve McQueen, great actor.
You don't put him in.
I do put
Mount Rushmore.
Bullet.
I didn't say Mount Rushmore. I said great actor.
Bill,
I'm just looking at the roles that they had to play.
Bill, who else you got on the Mount Rushmore?
You know, I don't go to sleep on. I was going to say Denzel. You're right. You took the words out of my mouth. I mean, he's another one that
Zac Efron.
Jack Nicholson is often overlooked, but he's so perfect.
Right.
You know,
you got to put him.
You're right.
Well, think about this. Could you imagine this? If you got De Niro, Nicholson. Those are two that you could certainly go are worthy to be on there.
Well, you know what?
Go ahead and throw Pacino in.
Because of what they've done. I mean, look at Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
He was in Paul the Fockers, Newman. But he was also in Rain Man.
I know.
Jimmy Stewart. Yeah. Does he go on there?
Nah, I don't know.
Whoa!
I love Jimmy Stewart.
You know what?
You gotta go different era. No.
Wow.
No.
So Daniel Day-Lewis, he's on there.
I would say Daniel Day-Lewis. Because of what he did.
Tom Hanks.
Bless you. Thank you. Are we best friends?
Tom Hanks, does he get on there?
Tom Hanks is a great actor. I believe so. But I think he's in the files.
Now, I want to go.
Go ahead.
You dismissed Humphrey Bogart quickly.
I do dismiss it only because I'm looking in my mind's eye, Bill, and I'm only looking, and it's terrible on my part. Don't get me wrong. I think James Cagney was a great actor.
Bogart's
but
one
I
of
think
the
you
got to
go different eras.
Ever.
You got to go different eras. What?
I said Bogart's one of the coolest actors ever.
I'm also one of the coolest actors ever.
Okay.
I would say that. I'd say that he had a sense of kind of cool and toughness about him. He didn't have to, and he wasn't a big fella, and he played all these tough guys. Is it? And I'm assuming this doesn't involve actresses, right? We're not lumping in ladies.
That's a great point.
Just men. Okay.
Yes. That's cool. Funny, I'm looking at IMDb's. IMDb's. They list, actually, they go DiCaprio 1, Jeff Bridges 2, Daniel Day-Lewis 3.
Hold on, DiCaprio. What? See, I just told you DiCaprio. You Jeff Bridges?
Yeah, I don't know.
Jeff Bridges. Jeff Bridges,
Anthony Hopkins.
Listen, if you've seen
wasn't
Jeff
he
Bridges.
In a Herbie, he was in Herbie the Love Bug, wasn't he?
Who?
Bridges.
Jeff Bridges.
That's ridiculous. He was in Thunderbolt and Lightfoot. Jeff Bridges is excellent.
They've got Denzel, De Niro, and Nicholson all next to each other at 7, 8, and 9.
Those are all
Tom,
good.
Tom Hanks, 10. Christian Bale, Javier Bardem.
Javier did in your movie and then in the as Menendez, you know.
You got Michael Caine, George Clooney, Robert Downey Jr., Ralph Fiennes, Ryan Gosling.
Oh, my word. Ryan Gosling.
You know, there's not a ton when you start looking at the greatest.
Robert Duvall.
You just never. Oh my gosh! What about Robert Duvall?
Bobby
Stop
D.
it.
Bobby
Stop
D.
It.
Robert Duvall. Yes. You know what? You got to look at Robert Duvall.
Anyway, the point of it is that you certainly can make the argument, and he's in our generation. Well. De Niro's. If you look at that,
Sean Penn.
Yeah, he's having a birthday today. That body of work for De Niro is quite remarkable when you look at how many successful. Great movies. He's much like you, Bill. He's much like you. You look at the body of work of Bill Vickery.
The body of work. Yes, that's what we need.
The work of the body.
So, Bill, we are 1 week away, Bill, from the Touchdown Club starting, 2 weeks away from the first game. I will ask you this.
Touchdown Club starts next week?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
next Monday?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Oh,
two words. Yeah. Not so, yeah. But so.
Wow. Well, Bill, we
hats
hate
off,
that,
by the way.
What's that?
Hats off to Coach Silverfield for coming down and looking forward to him being in Central Arkansas.
That's right.
I have a comment about
that. Will you be coming back to Little Rock? Is this your last weekend in Tampa for a while?
Well, it is. It is for a while. So gotta stay focused. So we'll,
is it court order?
Will we look
Christmas?
We look
court
forward,
order?
Bill, to having. Bill. So Bill, we're getting ready to think about this. We're gonna have you every Monday. And we get to, of course, you get to do it on Sunday. We get
Football.
To recap.
Yes.
Here we go with a new coach, new regime. We had 6 years of Sam Pittman, so it's sort of a new beginning. Whether you do well or not, it's going to be something new to be able to diagnose and take a look at and chop it up. So look forward to having you on Mondays throughout the football season.
Hey, and honestly, all kidding aside, really looking forward and really hoping nothing but the best for Coach Silverfield. And, you know, as fans, we have to be patient. We have to be supportive and get behind him. Tough, maybe a tough year, wins and losses, but you know, have to be positive with him going forward.
All right, do you want to thank Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall,
Thanks, Roger
Smart Jr. Appreciate that so much, Bill. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next
Bill.
Week, buddy.
Yep. Talk to you next week, guys. Take care.
Hi, buddy. We are here at Max Strength Fitness. It's corner of Autumn and Canis. This is the first day of their official business. And Roger, you came back. You looked inspired when you came back off the equipment. Like, it really, you liked it. You liked it.
Well, you know what? It's like what you were showing me, Baz. It's these guys, they know their equipment and they know what they're trying to teach you. So it's so cool to have someone that knows what they're doing, want you to do. You got to do it right. When you have these guys doing, so for me to have to learn how to do that sort of thing right, I'm always inspired by that because you know you're getting the best help, the best teaching when you get with someone.
Makes a difference.
It makes a difference.
And this is top of the line equipment,
and it's not heavy at all. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they told me I did.
You did great form. Of course, he was giving you.
You taught me for me. He taught
I'm
me.
I'm losing
that,
it.
But you know what? The tough part of it is. Is, you know, it's like strumming a guitar and singing and doing
back
all that.
To the ukulele.
There's a whole bunch of stuff. But here it is to try to breathe right.
Yes.
You know, you
got
to breathe right.
I already giving you instructions.
I don't know how to breathe right. You got to breathe right. You breathe right. You breathe in, you breathe out. Do you breathe in, do you continue to breathe? He's not telling you to hold your breath.
Watching you do that reminded me of that young man that I first trained and saw you. It was all new to you.
It was all new to me.
But you were in. That's when we used to work out together. How
I
about
know.
That?
Well, then you stopped.
A lot of things have changed.
Then you got
again.
A girlfriend.
That's like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I know it
it's
was.
Like, wow, I've just gone right down the tube since then. Dad got
it. Oh, my God. Look at you now. Are you kidding me?
I got to lose another 20. I'm inspired here today.
You can't lose enough.
So if you haven't checked them out, maxstrengthfitness.com is the website. It's really a unique concept and something you ought to consider. Take
perfect
a look at it.
Perfect for people your age.
Yes, exactly. Don't go away. 8:30.